A Supreme Court watch party is a tricky thing. If you're watching a sports game or an award show, you know definitively the exact moment when your side wins. And then you dance and you drink and you party. But when the big event is the reading of a really long legal document, it's harder.
It's going to be a lot of interpretation.
James Miller is the executive director of the LGBT Center of Raleigh. And he explained how the morning's event would run.
We're able to actually follow it on the SCOTUS blog. We have it streaming towards our center's TV, and so we watch it from there.
SCOTUS stands for Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah, this is a party to watch a law blog. No looking for a final score or a closing shot or an opening envelope. Just checking for legalese.
You know, held or denied standing. Certain phrases like that will give us a good indication of where the court is going with it.
Some also monitored Twitter and Facebook, and at one point, a man live-streamed CNN from his iPhone. In spite of the general wonkishness of the entire event, there was a certain energy.
1 minute warning!
Then the clicking. Every time an update was made to the blog. And finally, celebration.
Oh, yes! Yeah!
But the results are something of a mixed bag for the crowd gathered. DOMA was struck down. The federal government now has to recognize gay marriage. But the Supreme Court said states like North Carolina can still ban gay marriage. Nevertheless, people at the LGBT Center were happy. John Logan Sullivan from Cary is 18 and honored to see the change while he's so young.
It is the biggest step forward we've ever had in, you know, LGBT history, and it is so... It's humbling to be part of a young generation that gets to see this at such a young age. People have been waiting their entire lives for this.
But Karen Waters from Raleigh feels like North Carolina doesn't really get to celebrate.
Well, for us in North Carolina, there's really not anything to celebrate except for everyone else nationally. It's like, yay, good for y'all. It doesn't really apply to us here because Amendment 1.
Her friend Del Mackey of Raleigh says he's so happy he and his partner of 18 years might take the plunge.
I want to get married now. And I just might. New York, maybe? I'm like, I don't know, do I want to get tax benefits for 2013?
Ernie Young, a law professor at Duke, says Dale can go to New York to get married. But if he wants a state tax benefit, he's going to have to stay there.
You can't just go to some other state to get married. You can't, you know, go up to New York and get married and then come back because there's a separate provision of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act which allows individual states not to recognize marriages, same-sex marriages, that other states do recognize.
Young says when it comes to gay marriage in North Carolina, North Carolina gets to make the call.
North Carolina has the last word about which marriages are going to be recognized within this jurisdiction.
But Del Mackey predicts North Carolina won't always hold its current stance on gay marriage.
It might not happen tomorrow, but it might happen next year or the year after next. North Carolina will finally catch up. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Sam Sanders, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.